I next met with Dr. Keith Flaherty from Massachusetts General Hospital, and to begin, he talked about a paper he recently published on the impact of novel therapies on the survival of patients with advanced metastatic melanoma.
This paper and one that preceded it, a couple of years before, are basically tracking all of the definitive trials, targeted therapy trials and immune checkpoint trials, year by year as we get more published data, from each of those studies, trying to understand kind of short, intermediate, and then now, what in melanoma we're referring to as long-term benefit. So, it's kind of the 3 to 5 year time frame, let's say. So, as I think Neil, the kind of preconception dating back from even the cytokine era, but certainly ipilimumab, the first immune checkpoint, was that basically, there might not be very many patients who benefit, but that those who do it in a very durable way. So as the PD-1 antibodies came forward with a significantly higher response rate, so upfront benefit, 40% response rate in the frontline setting versus 10% with ipilimumab, the hope was that intermediate and then particularly long-term benefit would, kind of track and that we'd see, a tail of the curve that was, ever higher. So that's been the importance of following long-term data on the immunotherapy side. On the targeted therapy side, of course, in other cancer types where targeted therapy has been introduced, years longer than a melanoma, we know that there are both patients who, can develop resistance in the, early course of treatment, and then some who can develop it over longer time frames. But, in melanoma, specifically in the setting of BRAF inhibitor therapy, and admittedly a kind of genetically complex tumor compared to like CML, for example, or gastrointestinal stromal tumor, which are genetically less complex, what is our long-term benefit profile look like? This was something that really people didn't have a lot of confidence about a few years ago, what the tail of the curve, if there even was a tail of the curve, what it might look like. So that's been the undertaking of these kind of cross-study, meta-analyses. Understand, what we already knew, which is that the targeted therapies have a very reliable early impact. And do they maintain that in anybody? And if so, who are those patients? And then on the immune therapy side, do PD-1 antibodies follow the ipilimumab precedent in terms of maintaining their benefit over longer and longer follow-up time? So that was the objective. The obvious caveat before jumping to conclusions is that cross-trial comparisons are hazardous. And I don't need to tell you that, but just to warn people, as they digest this type of data, whether it's in this paper or they just, look at the independent data sets, you can try to adjust for patient characteristics like serum LDH and other measures of disease burden and aggressiveness, but, the trial populations will never be the same. And so having said that, what we've seen in the early data, now followed out for several years, but still more follow-up to be done, is that sure enough, the targeted therapies show their overall survival benefit. It looks like more protection, if you will, against melanoma fatality in the 1 to 2 year time frame. And then you keep tracking over more time, and the immunotherapies, the curves cross, if you will, out around 2-3 years of follow-up, where immunotherapies are now holding on to the benefit they were able to produce in a larger proportion of patients. And so now it's where it's getting really interesting, because with more follow-up out through 3-4 years, we're starting to see this slight separation. And people are wondering, obviously, are we going to see with 5-7 year follow-up, a very clear fraction of patients with immunotherapy who are maintaining, disease control / survival. But, we haven't gotten there yet. So it's an interesting kind of maturation of the data so far, but not yet a completed story.
Just kind of curious in terms of long-term survivors, whether it's immunotherapy or targeted therapy, how often is this in the presence of actual disease that you can see? Somebody has a PR or stable disease, but they are alive 5 years later, and how much of this is CR?
Yeah, great question, and that's at the heart, not of this paper, but of the data that's emerged, around this paper. Absolutely clear difference in complete responders versus partial responders. So as you keep going out 3-4 years, and for where we have 5 year data, those patients who are still alive and well then, many, many of them had complete responses early in the course of therapy. And you're absolutely right that if you've got credible disease burden remaining, and by credible, I mean not little, kind of shreds where there were tumors, that separate someone from a complete response, but, FDG avid, tumor nodules that remain, those patients are absolutely the ones who are at risk for losing control over time. And that's equally true on targeted therapy and immunotherapy.